The flight out of Wuhan, China, organized for consulate staff and U.S. citizens by the State Department, touched down in Alaska overnight. The plane will refuel and then continue on to California. Patrick Stockstill is one of the lucky 200 passengers who managed to get a seat.
Relieved, grateful, tired, exhausted, mentally and physically, but happy to be back.
Once the plane lands in California, passengers will be under quarantine.
A former Cameron High School teacher sentenced in federal court for secretly recording pornographic videos of three teenagers in his bathroom. 40-year-old William Derek Williams, sentenced to 20 years in federal prison without parole, is a high school language arts teacher and a part-time high school multimedia teacher.
If you're planning to walk through the Kansas City Chiefs locker room between lunch and their typical afternoon practice, you might want to grab someone's helmet. There's a good chance a pickup basketball game is going on among 300-pound linemen right in the middle of it. The scene that unfolds daily during the regular season perfectly sums up the sort of loosey-goosey nature of the team. It's an approach that could come in handy during the stressful lead-up to the Super Bowl.
Britain decides to let Huawei have a limited role in supplying 5G gear to wireless carriers, ignoring U.S. government concerns it would cut off intelligence sharing over security issues. Britain's decision is the first by a major ally in Europe and follows intense lobbying from the White House as the U.S. vies with China for technological dominance.
Light snow ending this morning. We should get, depending on where you are, dusting to up to around 2 inches of snow. 32 today, down to 25 tonight, and 37 on Thursday.